everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here on the late night broadcast. And hopefully that we may have some listeners that are past midnight back east. So if you are, thank you for coming in tonight and listening to the radio show here. So we're going to do some healing this evening. And we'll see if our co-host is on here. Sylvia, are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, and good evening to everyone. Thank you for being with us. It's Friday night, and we are excited to be here. We're going to do some fun things tonight, some beautiful healings with divine energies, and bring you some energies that we don't normally do or haven't done in a long time, so that's kind of exciting. And we'll talk a little bit about the beautiful healing that's going on tomorrow. This is getting down to the wire. If you want to get involved in this, it's a good time to contact Ron about this. It's tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific time, so we'll be telling you about what's going on with that and all kinds of great stuff. So thanks for being here. You're welcome to call if you have a question for Ron, or anything that you'd like to talk about or request a healing. And a great way to get in touch with us during the show is on the BBS Fast Chat. And the way that you do that is you just click on Creation Lightship Healing on the Friday night, late night show that you're listening to right now, Friday night at 9:30. And then you're going to see a window with phone numbers in it. And at the bottom of that little box, you'll see Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat. And you just click on BBS Fast Chat, and it brings up a little screen where you can just email your question really quick. So if you'd rather do that than call in, we welcome you to do that. We'll keep our eye on it, and Ron will answer your questions throughout the show. So I guess over to you, Ron, to bring in some energies. I think we're going to start with the energy of Mount Shasta.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We're going to bring in Mount Shasta and maybe Sedona, Arizona. People are curious of, you know, since those are two real high places of spiritual energies, people like to gravitate to both places. We'll give you a sampling of both, and also we'll do Mount Fuji in Japan. So we'll have some fun. So we're going to first bring in the energy where I am now, which is Mount Shasta. And this is in California. And just sit back and relax here. And we're connecting right now, and here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So, are you feeling this, Sylvia?
Yeah, it feels really great, actually.
Yeah, Mount Shasta is very, very electric. That's the way I perceive it here. I'm used to it, but when we go away, we come back, and it does feel very, for us, it's soothing to the use of the high frequency here. And you can just sit with that for a minute here. And what we're going to do now is we're probably going to be switching the show next week to the regular daytime broadcast, which will be, I believe, was it 8 o'clock, Sylvia? 8 to 9?
Yeah, 8 to 9.
8 o'clock,
yeah, Pacific time.
Okay, so we'll probably be on the daytime show then. And so just, you know, mark it on a piece of paper, and you can also see where we are positioned there on the daytime chart there. So we'll increase Mount Shasta again here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so there we are. So, let's see, Lemurian energy, and okay, yeah, Don's asking about Lemurian energy here. So, since he mentioned that, we'll do that. So, we're going to bring in Lemuria. It is the Lemurian people. That's a race of people. We'll bring in the energy. We'll do two things. We'll bring in the energy of the Lemurian people, then we'll bring in the energy of Telos. We'll see if that's any different here. So first bring in the race of people from Lemuria. So connecting now. And they live supposedly under the mountain. There's talks years ago that these beings would come out to Mount Shasta maybe in the early 1900s and walk around. I've never seen a physical sighting, but I have felt their energies. So here they come. Ready? They're connecting with us now. So here comes these beautiful light beam energies here. They're to me it's very, very soft and gentle. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. So that's the Lemurian energy. And how does it feel to you, Sylvia? Does it feel very soft to you? Kind of calming, soothing?
Yeah, and I really felt it in my heart. And then, you know, to me, I kind of saw a lot of violet color coming in with them also.
Okay. And so next we'll bring in the energy of Telos. And this is actually the city energy. So we'll see how this is going to be. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. Yeah, this feels different. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And how does that feel to you, Sylvia?
Well, it feels a little bit more, I guess, I don't know if it's masculine or would be the right word, but just a little stronger in the energy or more direct.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct, yeah. A little more, like, forceful. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now is bring in another energy. So we'll ask these energies to leave, please. Bring in the grace energy to have them leave your room completely. So here comes the grace energy in, and there, now it's being taken away. And now we'll bring in another power spot. We'll bring in the energy of Sedona, Arizona. So connecting now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, for me, it's like an earth energy. It feels, I don't know how to exactly describe it, but kind of, I guess, just nurturing, a little thick, maybe a little heavy compared to Mount Shasta. It's kind of a very grounding energy. That's how I'd probably say it, I guess. Where Mount Shasta is very electric.
Yeah.
What would you describe, Sylvia?
All right. The word grounding came to me, too, right before you said it, and just very, like, earth spirity, earth mother kind of feeling.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay, we'll bring in the womb energy again. And then we have some questions here, it looks like, about entities. And we'll answer those in a minute here. So, okay, and now we'll bring in, we mentioned another PowerPoint, Mount Fuji. So, connecting now. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. For myself right now, what I'm feeling is like a kind of a heart energy, higher frequency than Sedona, comparing the two of them, a little more livelier, a heart livelier energy. How do you sense that, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's definitely energizing for me. And it actually brings up questions for me because I haven't heard that much about, I don't know if you have, of anything going on in that area like there is at, with Shasta.
Yeah, I know they have a lot of sightings of the ships, you know, around the mountain if you look them up. So, okay. So we have a question here about...
Jim.
Oh, yes.
We've got a lot of questions here from Jim in Amsterdam.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
You can read what he says there, Sylvia, if you like.
Oh, first I just wanted to say thank you for writing in. It's great. And let's see. Well, he mentions that he'd like to request a healing for lungs and throat. So we'll keep that in mind and definitely work on that with the ship session later, right, Ron?
Yeah.
And then maybe we can get into the questions now. He says, what's going on the moon? Heard of a soul catcher, a device that captures souls. Is there anything like that happening there that you're aware of?
Well, I don't know. I know what happens here, but I don't know about on the moon. So yeah, the darkness energy, these soulless beings, which is what I call them, that are outside of our planet, which you would call extraterrestrial, are doing that continuously. And there's also people here doing healing that way too, and they make lots of money. People flock to them like I won't go into it much further, but anyway, I don't want to get into that. So they do things with your soul to bring in new ones. But anyway, sidestepping this issue now, there's one about viruses there, I guess. So I think that anything that would attack your body would be considered an entity. That's one way to look at it. The dark side brought here many, many things. Octopus energy is one of those that they brought in here. So I would guess that there is an octopus type of extraterrestrial out there that's soulless. And then they put those into our planet here. Black widows are one of those too. And then you have naturally the mosquitoes and the ticks and basically anything that bites you, that sucks your blood or needs you to live on, a parasite, I would say would be from the dark side. And so and that'd be the soulless beings here. And so remember, the light only creates things in the light with the soul, and that's the difference here. And the light only is in the now, and the light has never created darkness. They only create light. So I would say Don is probably right. He asked a question if that would be virus, it would be entities. Yeah, it could be, definitely, yes. And I do have people that go out on a limb a little bit here that have had and still do, they have things that crawl around the side of their bodies. If they're energetic worms, and you all of a sudden you feel an itch maybe in your toe, or it may bite you, you feel uncomfortable, then all of a sudden maybe you do some energy work on your toe, and all of a sudden it ends up being in your left shoulder, and you go, wow, how'd that thing travel so fast? And then all of a sudden it goes into your ear, and then it goes into your head, and it goes all over your body. Well, these are also energetic things that are here that are connected to our energetic system that is invisible. And they make, like, tunnels inside of us and go all over our bodies. So all that is probably correct. So, and they live on you. So that's, if we didn't have a microscope, we wouldn't know much about some of the physical things. But the invisible ones that you can't really detect, but you know something's happening, but you can't really put your finger on it. Yeah, those things are here. And like I tell people, as above, so below. And so if we're dealing with it on our planet, which everybody here is, all these life forms on the planet are, so are the ones above us that are here to protect us. And so they got infiltrated and are attempting to backstep and get out of it, hopefully. That's why the light ship is here, to save its creation every 2,000 years. So it collects all what it created and starts over again, basically. And then you're able to leave here and do the transformation, which didn't happen the last 2,000 years. And I don't know what happened the 2,000 years before that either. I haven't really checked on that, but I'm only tuned into this last 2,000-year cycle. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of darkness out there, and we're trying to, or we are getting rid of the darkness, put it that way. So another question here. Let's see. What's the difference between soul and spirit? Okay. For myself, on the light ship, we always use the word spirit. And down here, they somehow separated soul out of that. So in the teachings down here in the different books, I would assume that some religions talk about spirit as being great spirit. That's typically they would think that would be the source energy. And your soul would be the small fragment of that spirit, a small part of it, or the personal identity of part of that energy or extension of it. So I always use the word spirit because on the light ship we use the word spirit. So, let me see, what else do we have there, Sylvia, on the quick chat here?
Well, we have a question from Tammy, and she's asking about entities and why they are not taken away after death by persons who guide the spirit of the person who died.
Okay. To answer that one, what I would assume, is that you're using, when somebody passes over, dies, and the spirit's hanging around, typically it could hang around for a couple of months. What happens is that the spirit, if it's not real conscious or the person's unconscious, the spirit will typically be outside of the body, and it'll attempt to go into the body, and the body naturally is dead, so it'll go, gee, what am I doing here? Might be in confusion. Might have a lot of regrets. So what it'll do is normally stick around for the funeral process. And somebody always says a prayer. Now, when you do your prayer work, remember, you're using your heart energy typically. Or you should be anyway. And so you're connecting that spirit that looks out of the person's eyes to the light. Okay, so that part's going to leave. Now, nobody knows about emotional bodies, and there's probably over 1,000 bodies that help to form the physical body. But we don't know about those. And so the ones that we don't know about normally are not blessed out of here. And actually, the earth spirit needs to take away a lot of these densities. And that's probably the reason why they're not released out of here, is because people don't know about it. And so the same thing happens with the emotional body. In fact, I'll just tell you a story that I did a long time ago on a healing process. This young lady who I think was turning 21, throughout her whole life, maybe from the age of 3, I would guess, somehow she had excruciating pain in her right arm, right shoulder. Her parents went to the doctors and couldn't find anything wrong with her. And she also kind of became like a tomboy. And she started playing with a lot of male type of toys, et cetera. And she kind of grew her life that way, doing things that males would do. And so anyway, what happened was, as she approached 21, she started having nightmares about she's going to be dying at 21. So I looked at her and did a reading and a clearing on her, a healing. And what happened was, this person was riding a motorcycle. It was a male. And he was 21. And he got into an accident, a car accident. And somehow during that process, I think his arm got really mangled up in that. And he died. Well, at that point, the emotional body you know, would naturally try to come back into the physical body just like your spirit would and try to shake the body, and the body doesn't move at all, and then it goes, oh my God, what am I going to do next here? And so then it looks around for somebody who's open, maybe being out of their body, to attach to. Or they can look for somebody who had maybe a shoulder pain. So I don't know what her actual condition was, but this entity came into her body. And so right away, it liked motorcycles, and it liked naturally male things. And so that's why her personality changed, because it was stronger. The emotions and a mature emotional body is much stronger than your, say, three-year-old emotional body. So all of a sudden, it took over the body that way. And what happened was the nightmares was the fact that this emotional body knew it would be dying at the age of 21. So I released the energy from her. Probably took maybe 2-3 minutes to do a real fast healing, and working with the light ship. And all of a sudden, it left her. Her nightmares completely stopped. All the pain in her arm left her, and she was fine. So that was one scenario. Another scenario I'll describe to you, similar, but it was a different type of life form. This person had a young baby. I think this was her second child. And the baby would always cry when it got around people. And I think that the child was probably about 6 months old, and the parents are going kind of nuts because they knew that they couldn't figure out why he's doing this. So I tuned into the baby, and I said, well, you know, the spirit of the baby really isn't forward all the way yet. It kind of like got pushed out of the baby's body. It's alongside of it, but it's not there. I said, what you have in this, in the child, is some type of life form. And I was looking close, and I go, oh, well, this happens to be like a little flower. And this flower was actually, a conscious being. And it was like sightseeing, I think, and it somehow got trapped into the baby during the birthing process, just innocently sightseeing, and then it got locked into the body. And so when I did the release on it, some beautiful flowers came and some butterflies came. It was just incredible. And they just took away the little spirit of this flower, and ladybugs came. It was unbelievable to watch the pure color stuff, that I saw in my mind's eye just leave. And at that point, the child was fine. Well, then also their other child, oddly enough, I think he was getting potty trained. And so, oddly enough, he didn't want to get potty trained. He wouldn't sit on the toilet. He'd always, go to the bathroom in his pants. And the parents are getting, frustrated with that also, And so I tuned into him, and I said, well, what happened was that he had a past life. And somehow when he would go outside on the commode outside, living kind of in a rural area, a snake bit him in the butt. So he did not want to go to the bathroom on the potty, And I probably wouldn't want to go either, So I released that energy from him, and then he was able to get potty trained. So anyway, that's a couple experiences. So I know we kind of went on here a little bit, but... So you wonder how entities come in. Well, they just don't get the release from the earth plane here. So that's kind of what happens here. And it's up to people here on this planet to release the emotional energy. And that's our ghost that we have here. And the churches should be doing this. They should know about this. And actually, Jesus taught about it. And most people are Christians here, so they should know all about it. And I'm sure the other religions know about it also, but they just don't do it. Or they forgot about it, or it wasn't really taught to them. But that energy goes back to the earth energy, because that energy can never look out of your eyes. What looks out of your eyes is your true divine energy of who you are, and nothing else can do that. So anything else here we need to go over, Sylvia?
Well, I think this would be a great time, since we've been on the subject of entities, to do a little entity clearing, and to bring people more into their bodies and recover more of their spirit energy. And maybe after getting started on that, we can, we've got quite a few more questions on the fast chat. Fritz has joined us now, so I'll let you get started, and then we'll get into that when you have gotten us to a good point.
Okay, so we're just releasing entities out of everyone here. And again, these are just emotional bodies that should not be with you. So I would say what people see as, silhouettes in the room, etc., those normally are going to be ghost energies, which are emotional bodies of dead people, people who passed over. And the actual spirit, I would say probably 99.9% of the time actually leaves here. Although when you use the word spirit, you know, spirit means kind of like it's in the invisible. So yeah, the emotional bodies are in the invisible. And so it's your spirit that's hooked up to the divine in the invisible. So the word can be used meaning two different things. So right now we're clearing some more entities. And we have many, many bodies. We have probably over 1,000 of these spiritual bodies that make up our hologram. I clear a few of those for people. I do an emotional body clearing. I do a feeling body. I do a sensory body. I do a pain body. I do a mental body. Right there, there's 5 of those bodies, okay? And there's many, many more. There's probably like, like 1,000 of these bodies. But the main ones are where the judgment gets stored into. And that's what we're dealing with the ascension process, is to get rid of the bodies, to clean the bodies, not to get rid of them, but to clean the bodies that store the judgment that's preventing your spirit to come fully into you for the ascension process. Okay, I'm going to bring more of you into your body now. So we just got through releasing the entities. Remember that your spirit cannot and will not come into densities that are low vibration. Your spirit's only love energy. It's only from the light. And if you have a full glass of you and entities, then no more can come into it. And that's kind of the way the system works here and elsewhere. So we cleared out entities that should not be with you, and I'm going to count to 10 and bring more of you back home. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And your home is your body temple. Your spirit's here in this lifetime to help you in the process of healing your body, number one. And its reward for being here is to be able to express through creativity. And that's why we have a spirit in us. So here we go. And the dark side teaching are about reincarnation. Unfortunately, that was taught here because we had to figure out why we're stuck here. And that's one of the teachings, and doesn't really exist anywhere else, but it does kind of help you thinking that, well, I messed up in my last lifetime. I'm a really bad person, and now I have to make amends. And I really got to figure out this lifetime why I'm stuck here, which really is just the dark side's way of holding your energy here. So here we go. Going to bring you more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do one more clearing here. Here we go. Okay, and one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And how's that feeling, Sylvia?
That's feeling very good, and maybe to cap that off, we can you could put everyone in their heart center.
Sure, okay. So this we do on every show, I think. We try to anyway. So again, just visualize, but don't meditate. And you can just kind of picture, visualize, like the 10th floor being your forehead, your waking consciousness, your thoughts, and we're going to drop, or your mind, we're going to drop that down into your heart, and that'll be your first floor. So 10th floor is your head, first floor is your heart. And you can visualize even if you want a diamond dropping down as I count the numbers down here. And this little downward pointing triangle is going to be gold in color. Let's just make it gold so you can have a good visual. And I'm going to drop your consciousness down into your heart. So here we go. And I'll do this slow for you so you can feel it. So 10, and we're going down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And here we go again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go. And it feels like you're not quite there yet. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, there we go. So you should feel like your thinking is in your heart center. This is where you should be all the time. It's not easy to be in this vocation here, living on this planet, but that's where you should be. And you should be 100% in your body also. So as I'm scanning everybody, the lowest person online is about 38%, and the highest is about 72%. So that's all very, very good. And if you look in a mirror now, you should see your eyes a little brighter. They may sparkle more. If you have somebody in the room with you, just check them out, and they may start to smile more and feel more connected. The connection just feels like you're more whole in your body. You may feel a little heavier, which happens when you're in your body, and you have a lot more psychic abilities. Remember, your psychic radar is created by your spirit. No spirit, no psychic radar. No third eye information. In your body more, you're going to have a lot more of that. So people ask, you know, can you get my third eye opened up? I go, well, this is a process that you have to go through. You have to earn the process to have your third eye opened up. You have to do a lot of work on yourself. What that work would be, I honestly couldn't tell you. But I know that you just can't flick your fingers and have somebody have their third eye opened up. It's one of those things. But if you're in your body more, you can probably earn that right to do that. Okay, Sylvia, do we have any questions here?
Well, we've got a good question that ties into one of the things we're going to talk about tonight, and that's from Jim, and he's asking, what is the role of DNA, and then also how do our ancestors play into this, and can we change our bodies?
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, who we are is our ancestors' thought processes. And so through their life, they thought of different things as a belief system. And then when they conceived their child or children, at that point, their belief is passed on to that child. And who you probably actually are is basically your grandparents. And so there's kind of like a joke that I've kind of heard a long time ago. You know, somebody's talking and says, you know, I hope that your children give you the same stuff that you gave your parents. Well, that's kind of what it refers to. And so you're actually, recycling one generation apart. And so that's kind of where you are in your consciousness. So, what you can do, the clearings that I do, it eliminates the traumas. You always have the memory stored in you. So whether or not your spirit experienced something or not from another lifetime, your body has built-in fears and anxieties and just situations that it has been through its past. And that's why when your spirit selects your body, it selects your body for the talents that is going to be in store for it in the DNA, and, you know, hopefully you're able to bring that energy forward, these talents, in this lifetime. And this is what your spirit reads before you're conceived, because your spirit checks out both your parents, and then they can see what the talents are, and if this is, these talents are what I would like to experience in this person, then that's going to come forward. If the spirit can't connect with you. So that may have answered his question here, I think. So you are, and you're in the judgments is what you're dealing with, basically. Remember, the separation from spiritual truth is judging, the divine. The divine does not judge anything. The light only works in the now, and everything is perfect. If you have a broken arm, the divine sees you as perfect. It saw you perfect before you broke your arm. And it sees you perfect after you broke your arm. It doesn't judge its creations, because on some level of consciousness, that was created, whether it would be your fault or not, but it is a creation that you're dealing with, okay? And at that point, like I tell people, what you're dealing with in your lifetime is not something that you created yourself. Your thoughts did not create this reality. Your ancestors' thoughts created the reality that you're dealing with right now, and your body's bringing them forward to heal these energies. So what else do we have there, Sylvia?
Well, I thought we could talk just a little bit about the conference call that you're doing tomorrow, because that's an opportunity for people to have DNA attunements and other physical healings and preparation for the ascension. And we haven't really talked about it. It's kind of the last chance for people to sign up for this. And it's a once-a-month, wonderful, incredible 4-hour-long healing session with Ron that he tries to do once a month on Saturdays. And last month we weren't able to do it because of the traveling schedule. So if you haven't been on one of these before, it's definitely an amazing, really sacred experience, and it's just a fabulous way. I think it's $60. It's incredible. 4 hours of healing and divine water activation. So is there anything else you'd like to say about that?
Yeah, when I started doing 1-hour sessions, then I thought I'll go to 2. And then I did a 3-hour one, and I thought, man, I have to go to 4. And I was kind of reluctant to do a 4 because most people would kind of balk at it. And, man, 4 hours? It's unbelievable what they do with you and for you. The time goes by so quickly. When you first say 4 hours, people think of like a half-day work week, you know, or work day, since you go to work for 8 hours. You go, oh, my God, how am I going to sit still or do something for 4 hours on the telephone? Well, you first get a speakerphone, so that helps out a lot. But the time, since you're in the now, it feels like about 20 minutes, like this show here. We've been on talking to you for probably, I don't know, what, about 40 minutes now, looks like. And if you look at it, you go, geez, 40 minutes went by already? It feels like about 5 minutes because you're in the now. And so basically, it feels like about a half an hour goes by, and I have people calling me up afterwards and go, Ron, maybe you could do a 6-hour one. And I go, I don't know if people would want to go on for 6 hours. It's, you know, 4 hours is enough. But I do have people asking, requesting 6-hour conference calls. So maybe someday I might do that. But 4 hours is no problem whatsoever. I break every hour so you can walk around. You're not tied down to your chair or your bed or wherever you want to lay down, your couch. You can move around. And most people like to listen and take notes. They have a little clipboard or something, and they write down each room that you go into, much like what we do here for a little sampling for maybe 10 minutes. And so you're in the rooms. I narrate to you. Everybody has their own personal doctors. Energies are never mixed between you and someone else. And they put your attention on the room that I'm talking about as I see the room. And I get shown the room probably about 3 seconds after you've already experienced it. And so what happens is people call me up or email me and they say, gee, Ron, you know, I saw this room, and then all of a sudden you started talking about it. Well, this is the way the light beings work for me. It's very, very nice. I must have set this up before I came here this way, so it's not suggestive for anybody. So all you do is you just sit back. I say, well, you're going into the room maybe where the dolphins are or the whales or the turtles, you know, or the orbs or, you know, the floating magnets, the tuning forks, the amethyst room, the crystal room. We might even possibly go out on a light ship, which is here to help to heal the Earth. It was created a week before Thanksgiving, and it's bringing in the original blueprints back to the Earth for the healing of the Earth at Ascension. And so you're able to take place on that. You have your own little light ship that you go out on, and then you can just direct your thoughts and go anywhere you want to go to where there's a discordance here on this planet. So that's one place that we go to sometimes. We go into the Earth here. Another light ship will take it into the Earth. I just do many, many things, and everything is live for me, so I don't have any notes in front of me, just like I'm doing right now. All of a sudden, I see a room, because I'm up there on the light ship, and you know, we're going into this room, and that's just the way it is. It's everything is very, very spontaneous. And so if we go into one room, everybody is going into that exact same room at the same time. You could be in, you know, naturally more than one room at one time because you're in their time with these light beams. These are the energies that created you. And there's only one creation light ship. This is what the source energy created for all of its creations. And so it's here now to help us. And it's up to you to wish to get help. Remember, they don't want to overstep anybody's free will. And so this is your treat in this lifetime for the ascension process. And each time you go up, they work with you. They do more work with you, physical body work. And then on the four-hour one, which is what I do on, you know, 1 week, now I mean it's the third week every Saturday, they do special ascension codes to us, and we do water charging too. So you get 7 gallons of water, and the last hour of the show is devoted to the water charging. And the whole thing is just, for me, just completely awesome. You know, I don't know how to even explain it, but that's about what
it really is hard to explain, isn't it? I mean, when you go, it's just so beautiful. You know, every time, in my experience, they, you know, the light beings just come up with these amazing things. Like when I think the last one, they had we were doing attunements to change our blood so that it would be like a higher frequency, and our whole internal organs to help us be able to make a shift in consciousness or to a higher dimensional frequency kind of reality. So, you know, it's just amazing the kinds of things that they do, and it's incredible how you were saying, Ron, that it's a 4-hour amount of time that goes by on the earth plane, but on the ship that could be much longer because they can adjust time however long they need to work with us. And when you spend that much time there, you just can't help but feel so incredibly up, you know, because you're rubbing elbows with these divine light beings, and it's just, there's no way to compare that to, oh, it's like this or that, because there is nothing like it, so it's hard to describe how it feels.
Yeah. So we have a question here. Is the conference call a toll-free number? No, it's out of New York. And so most people who are on these calls get unlimited long distance on their phone line. I think that costs, I'll just say $20 a month, maybe $25 a month, or you just get a calling card. And
some people have free weekends on their cell. You know, a lot of people have on their cell phone the free or unlimited minutes on the weekends.
Yep. That's true, too. Just make sure that it'll last for 4 hours. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, and you can plug it right into the wall and then just put it on speaker, and then you can move around that way.
Yes, so you're not tied down to your chair, and it's just a wonderful experience. I can't tell you how great it is, you know, because there's no words for it. It's like going to Disneyland for the first time in your life, you know, and you go, wow, this is really something, you know. And everybody, you know, I get lots of healings done for people. Everybody at the very end, when I ask for comments, some people don't even say anything because they're in such bliss and so relaxed that they have a hard time communicating. And then maybe I had one group who was, I think, in St. Croix, and she says that after the call, I think she had about, I'll just say, 4 people, maybe 6 people in her living room, and she says nobody could even talk for the last, you know, for 45 minutes after the call. They were just so relaxed and so at peace. So this is kind of the way it puts you. But they do a lot of healing work on you. And they do DNA activations and many other things. So it's just a great experience. So, yes, the call is out of New York. And it's the exchange on it is a 212 exchange. And if you're interested, just connect with me, and you can send me a check in the mail. It's $60, and I can give you the conference call phone number and the PIN number to get on the call. So let's see, anything else that we need to talk about, Sylvia?
Well, let's see here. We have, looking at some of these questions, there's quite a few here. Tammy is asking if you could please explain a little bit more about why the earth spirit is responsible for the entities, for the emotional bodies.
Okay. Somehow the earth spirit created the emotional body so that the earth could experience life here. And in that life, that body would go back to the earth to experience, to show the earth, you know, what the reflection would be on the surface. So that's the best way that I could probably describe that. So it's responsible for these. Why doesn't it call it back? I don't know. Maybe it needs us to do that. You know, it's the same process. Why don't the spirits, have a healing after someone passes over, you know, take somebody to bless them? So it's kind of that same process. So it just isn't taught. And there's other bodies too. But the main thing is that since you're on an emotional planet here, the emotional energies are associated to the Earth spirit. And she created that body to go into us. Initially, somehow the Earth spirit put the emotional body into us so we could sample more love energy. And so you could feel more love and more love, and she'd feel, or it would feel more love and more love. And from that time to now, the emotional body turned into a body for, like, your self-defense mechanism, you know, and a way to release steam. So that's kind of what it evolved to. And it does work with emotions, you know, of love. You know, when you do feel love energy, that's your emotion. People, you know, get choked up when they see, like, a newborn baby, you know, they'll start crying or something, or they'll feel bliss and they'll start, you know, crying. Well, that's an emotion, too, from your emotional body. I'll just go on one more, a little bit further here. What happens sometimes during a funeral process is the emotional body, since it wasn't healed, has a lot of remorse for maybe its lifetime, right? And so it needs to get cleared. So what it will do, it'll do body hopping with the people in the church service, maybe, you know, outside, you know, on the lawn where you see the casket, or maybe when the minister is talking to you during the church service, saying what a wonderful person you were, et cetera. And people will start sobbing and sobbing and crying because a person passed over. Well, that could be just the emotional body of that person getting healed. And they're using your body to heal that. So that's another way of looking at that situation. I think people ask me, says, you know, I didn't really even like this person. I went to the funeral, you know, I didn't know him too well. Here I'm crying. Why am I crying, you know? No, it's because you were, in a sense, I won't say being used. That's kind of maybe a negative comment there. But you were being accessed, let's put it that way, to do a healing on this poor person's emotional body. So, I hope that answered your question there, Tammy. And let's see here. What else do we have? Anything else on here, Sylvia? Let's see. We raise our frequency with sound. Well, yeah, I imagine you probably could raise your frequency. You're not really raising your frequency. Let me kind of clarify that here. Who you are is who you are, okay? When you're created from the source energy, you are who you are. You have a certain frequency code, a certain universal code. And that's who you are throughout your spiritual evolvement of your spirit. And I guess spiritual evolvement isn't the right way to say it either. Through all of your experiences, your spirit has that same frequency. So you're really not raising your vibration. Okay? Well, what you're trying to do here is to change the vibration of your body to get rid of the densities out of it so it can accept more light energy. And so your body is transforming itself. So it can take in more light for a higher consciousness. So we'll just use that terminology. So can sound help in healing? Yeah, of course it can. It's the vibration. And people, you know, play musical instruments, do toning, and that will definitely change and help you to release energy. So what you're doing is releasing energy blocks out of your body. So anything that does that is very good, and that will work, yes. Uh-huh.
In fact, the ship also has sound healing sometimes. I think recently we were in a room where they were using that different beautiful sound. And speaking of that, we're at about 10:22. So
I'll go over a little bit if that's okay with Don here. If it's okay, Don, then we'll just continue on a little bit since we have some good questions here.
That's great.
Not okay, then get off the line and say get off or something. Your time's up. So here we go. Question here, let's see, Don wrote something here. This is another Don here. Do we go through the Hall of Records? Well, the life review is what your spirit, and you could use the word soul, needs to have done before it reincarnates into the next lifetime. So your spirit mimics you. Like I said, like if you have a broken arm, it has a broken arm. So when the physical body dies, or even right now, for instance, your spirit has all the densities from the emotional body programmed into it. So if you were to look at the two bodies, they'd probably look identical, and except your spirit's a little more conscious. So what happens when the person passes over, and the person dies, the spirit leaves the body, and now we have to get deprogrammed of all the emotional densities of this lifetime. This is why I do the emotional clearing for people, because it clears your spirit. So when it clears your spirit, then all of a sudden you can heal, because now your spirit is not wounded, and it can go through and heal you now, heal your physical body. And so this is why the emotional clearing is so important. So it clears your emotional body, heals your, you know, physical and your spiritual body of traumas. But yes, I have had people come to me who have had their relatives as a spirit guide. So I'm doing their emotional clearing, and they're in direct connection with their guides. Maybe it's a grandfather or a grandmother, and they'll say, gee, can you please do a clearing on, say, my grandmother, who's my spirit guide, because they want to have this clearing done too, because, you know, it takes so long on the other side to do it. It could take up to 50 years. So I can do that for them also. And I have healed many other beings, you know, off-planet also of emotional traumas, including ones that are here. So it doesn't matter where they are. It can be done instantly. It's just the process that the light ship uses. And so, and I don't need the permission of someone, because your spirit always says yes for this healing, because your spirit, remember is what I said, is here to heal your body. So any kind of healing that the light ship does, the spirit goes, yeah, come on, you know, do this for me. So, yes, so you do have to go through that review typically, but as of right now, like I said in other shows, when the light ship, came here, became available over 2 years ago, there's no more thing, no more reincarnation here. And so you don't have to worry about really having your spirit cleared completely after you die, because it's done automatically and you'll be out of here. Otherwise, you're locked in here. And that's one of the things that the dark side has done, is prevent you from moving on. So there's no more forced reincarnation on planet Earth. That's been abolished, because the light ship now took over that aspect of what the Galactic Federation should have been doing for eons of time here, since they are connected with the dark side. And I will say that they have went up one more point. It takes probably about 3-4 months to go to one degree. So we're now at 36% light energy here, and we're at 64% darkness. So we're doing very well. Went up an extra 1%, so it's great. So the light ship is, you know, working with them and hunting down these negative forces to help everybody on this planet. But, you know, it's still a personal journey for you. And it's like a race in time. You know, the universal shift is happening. And we'll just say that most people think that it's going to be in December of 2012. I don't know when it's going to be. The light ship has never told me. But we'll just say that that is correct, okay? Which I don't believe that it is, but it could be. But we'll just say that it is, because there's people out there with their prophecies. And so what will happen is that this is when the shift will happen. And is the Galactic Federation, our extraterrestrial helpers, our spiritual hierarchy, our protectors from other energies coming to us to give us mind control, are they going to come into the light before that time? Well, if they do come into the light, maybe they come into the light tomorrow. Maybe they all decide to hold up their spiritual hierarchy and become into oneness with the light energy, not that they're in oneness with anything else, because they have to be in wholeness, okay? And so once they come into pure light energy like they were a long time ago, at that point it would be heaven on earth here. And then we would have, typically I would assume first contact would happen at that time. And then because our planet is in the state of condition that it is, our beautiful teams out there that are in the light now that are attempting to help us, and there are good say three-dimensional and other, you know, beings out there that are extraterrestrials. I'm not saying that they're all bad. Don't get me wrong with this one here, but the ones that they just can't come through with their high potency energy because they just can't. They're blocked. Okay, but if they were unblocked, then we would have first contact here. We see these beautiful beings of the light coming to us, maybe in their little flying saucers and teaching us new technologies, and that'd just be wonderful. So is that going to happen before 2012? I don't know. Now, if they don't come into the light before 2012, it makes no difference whatsoever. At that time, when the universal shift happens, everything will change. So it's kind of like a race in time. Are they going to hold on to the old habit patterns, their old thoughts, their old conditioning, the old mind control that they're having and that we're getting also here? And are they going to be unable to shift into the light? You know, if they do shift into the light, it'll be a better planet. If they don't, it'll be changed with the universal shift, whenever that's going to be. So it makes no difference there, because the light ship is here to help us. People ask me, they go, geez, what's happening down here? You know, is there ever a God? Why, you know, is there a God out there? I go, well, the light ship created everything, but your God that was created here, that people pray to, is created by the Galactic Federation. And a lot of those energies are in the darkness, because they brought something outside of yourself to pray to. This, you know, Jesus' teaching is probably the most pure. There's probably other teachings before him, way before him, but as far as our known history here, you know, he taught you to go within. That's his teachings. They held that still very sacred, to go within. Connect with who you are internally. Don't go outside of yourself to some idol or some other god, which is what the Galactic Federation brought to you, to dilute your spiritual energy. So when you dilute it and you pray to something outside of yourself, at that point you're not connected. And typically you're giving the dark side energy, and they love it. That's what they live on. So the main thing is to go with the end. That's the teachings of Jesus, which is what the light ship, you know, told him and instructed him to do. And in a sense, if you want to use the word channel down to him, that information, that's what they did. So, and then they killed him because he was getting too popular, and he still had to go for another 18 years. So he couldn't reach the amount of people that he did at that time. He's supposed to be doing his ascension teachings and healings for 18 additional years, and they cut his mission short. So, yeah, John says, well, you know, bring on the shift. Well, the shift is happening, and people feel it every day. You may feel that time could be speeding up or something. Well, that's just the energy changing here. It's cosmic energy that's changing, and at some point the shift will come fully into effect. Everything will become dematerialized instantly, and then everything that's of spirit, that's had the soul in it, will go back to their home base energies, which will not be the light ship. This is where you first go after your reincarnation. I mean, after your first incarnation, not the light ship. And then at that point, you will choose like you always normally would choose to go to where you want to go to. And if you're very fortunate and you're able to hold your spirit energy in your body at this time around, then you can take your body with you. Your body's waiting for this year, you know. Like I tell people, how much do you love your body? You know, when I go to conferences and I'm on panels, I have people who talk and talk and talk, and they say a bunch of nothing, but they keep talking. And then at the very closing, you know, everybody's kind of excited because they heard something they may have liked. And I get up and I say, well, you know, are you going to be here, you know, in 5 years, you know? Some people like to, you know, talk about their healing that they're doing for $400 for an hour healing, or they say, I got a special book out, and I go, well, is this really going to help you? You know, are you going to be here in a year or in 2012? I said, are you going to be in your body? You know, this is what you have to do. It doesn't matter what kind of books you buy. You can't buy spirituality. So I basically say, I don't want to rain on your parade, but, you know, you have to do this work yourself. It's an inward journey, talking to your spirit within you. And this is the whole teachings of Jesus, is to get out of duality. So, where are we, Sylvia?
Well, I think it would be great if we could finish the night by going to at least a few rooms on the ship. We had a request for earlier in the evening for healing with throat and lung energy, so maybe we could just do that real quick and
that's
leave
we'll
people
we'll
with
just,
that.
I think we'll have the light being get activated here.
Okay,
so,
and do it that way.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
So just go down underneath the flower here, and you see this beautiful light being, and she is a doctor, we'll call her that, on the light ship. She has many roles, but she is a physician there, and she's able now to bring her energy into this photograph here. And so just kind of watch her, and she's coming in right now. And I did see Don asking about next Wednesday being a two-hour show. Yes, Troika is going to be on vacation on her own spiritual quest here. So we will have that time available to us also. So we'll probably do a lot of energy work the second hour here, and working with Saint Germain, and it'll be a lot of fun. So if you can come on for 2 hours next Wednesday, do so. It'll be a lot of fun. So she's coming into the photograph right now. And just kind of look at her if you want. You might want to blink your eye a little bit here. Blink your eyes. She will change. Right now she's changing her colors a little bit, which I can see here. And she's having her face change slightly. Her eyes are getting more intense here. And if Jim or Don is on the fast chat, you might just write down what you're seeing there. That'd be nice here. And I like the fast chat because it doesn't interrupt with phone calls, and it's real quick, and we can answer the questions during the process here. So I'm going to click back on it. So she's almost fully charged up. And
I'd like to mention something while she's finishing charging, and that is if anyone who's listening doesn't know this already, BBS Radio has an archive section, and I think it's something really inexpensive, like, you know, $25 a year to have access to all the archives. And you can go and listen to any of these archived Creation Lightship shows. And everything will work on the archives except for the actual times where we go to the Creation Lightship, usually for a few minutes at the end of the shows. You can have some very wonderful and profound healing experiences that way, and also re-listen to shows that you may have wanted to hear more, you know, over again, or maybe you missed a show, but you can get it that way. And so it's a great opportunity to go onto the BBS archives and do that.
Yes, and the light being will be activated too. If we do it on the show, she'll be she'll come in during this time. And then Don said that her eyes are awesome, which is nice. Thank you, Don. And yeah, she's very strong. One of the nice byproducts is that when she gets activated, she'll actually start to take away entities out of your room too, because they don't like to go into the light. So it's just a great experience here. So she's going to do some healing work on you now. So I'd like you all to kind of request inside of your head a healing that you'd like to have for the next minute or two here. And she'll start to do that with you here. And she connects with you through your heart center. And what I tell people, well, whatever you're doing, go to your heart and then ask your spirit to go do what you want to have done, or bring in an energy through your spirit first. So like if somebody were to bring in, say, an energy of like silver energy from the universe, well, have your spirit bring it into you. If it's not a good silver energy, your spirit will not accept it, and you won't have the repercussions of a bad energy. And that's true of anything that you do spiritually. Have your spirit be the one that, that guides your way through this process here. Because it knows. So the light beam will only connect to your spirit, and now then your spirit then can help with this energy from the divine going into you. Music here, so
and her energy feels very beautiful tonight, really, really strong.
Yeah. Like Don says here, her eyes do follow you if you move across the screen, so I enjoy doing that myself. I move about 2 to 3 feet in front of my monitor from side to side, and you can actually watch her eyes track you, because she is looking at you. She is real. This is an actual living representation of this light beam.
For anyone who's maybe listening for the first time, this is light being on the Creation Light Ship, and there was a beautiful artist who was on the Creation Light Ship for healing, who was able to, you know, is able to see when she's on the light ship, and she drew this in real time of what she saw when she was there, and it's just great. Sometimes when people can actually see the light beings like that, and it's really wonderful that she made this drawing for us.
We'll just sit back and relax here. Just request your healing. The light only works in the now. You should feel your body relaxing. You may have tingles going through it right now for the healing process here. And she'll be activated for a half an hour after we sign off here, so. And what I will add is I do conference calls three nights a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and on the Monday and Friday night sessions. They're only $20 for a one-hour light ship healing. And the light ship healing for the new people, you're bilocated out of time. And you're still here. And the light beings do physical healings with you. And it's very, very reasonable. And people just love having the sessions here. And I guess we'll start to sign off here, and I'm pretty relaxed right now, so I guess I'll just thank everyone for being online here to listen to this show tonight, and remember, just keep requesting your healings, and the question about, you know, how do you stop incarnating, well, this will no longer happen on this planet. So the light ship here is to take over its creation now, and it's going to get rid of the darkness at some point at the universal ship time, which could be 2012. I'm not saying that it is, but that's the prophecies here. Remember, the prophecies are the illusion. The prophecies are the matrix. The light only works in the now. And so what they do is just give predictions sometimes to me. I don't normally talk about things like that, but I do get some information, and some things when they do tell me, it's 100% accurate, but they've never told me when the ascension is going to happen. I guess we'll sign off tonight. So blessings to all of you. And I believe our next show, next Friday, we'll have Don switch us over to the daytime show. So it'll be a little bit earlier. It'll be from 8 to 9 o'clock on Friday.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And we hope you come back for that. And maybe we'll also have some of you with us on the conference call healing session from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon Pacific time. It would be awesome to have you there, too. So much love to all of you. And enjoy the healing presence of this amazing light being who will be with you for the next half an hour. And blessings to all.
And blessings to all of you. And good night.